Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Grudge Talk Radio. I want to kind of wish everyone a happy Wednesday out there. Got a few things to go over before we get into the show. We've been lately having some technical difficulties with the radio show, so if the show lose connection or either go offline, it's not that we're trying to shut the show down, it's that we're having some technical difficulties. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. So if we do lose you all guys tonight, the team will be working on the line to try to get it back up. So if we do lose connection, we're going to try to let everyone know that to try to call back in about 5 or 10 minutes after we lose connection, and hopefully we would have a connection patch done. I also want to make a special announcement. One of my friends went down last night at our little local track here in Byron, Mississippi. Just want to kind of tell everybody to keep your prayers. And his name is Paul Hopkins, one of my buddies at racing. You may see him a lot of times with Dana at some of these racing events. So last word I got on him, I think he just had like a dislocated shoulder or maybe a little broken bone or something. But if you know him, for anybody in the area or either on Facebook or whatever, send him a PM or something, just, you know, kind of asking about it. Now we're going to open up the lines basically to ask about any upcoming events or whatever. We got a few people wanting to come on and talk about the event. I'm going to start it off. On May the 4th, we got another race that's going to be taking place down in Hub City Dragway. I want to say Tail. But hopefully he will be on later on tonight sometime to kind of talk about the classes and stuff that is going on. And actually, May the 11th, we got two events going on in Texas, one being at an 8-mile track and the other one being at a quarter mile. We got the Texas Grudge Fest, which is going to be at Kennendale track on May the 11th. If any of your grudge racers anybody want to come get some 8-mile action, we ask you to go out and support the event. And also on May the 11th, which we'll be having a Harley Davidson event. Well, not so much of all Harley Davidson, but what we came up with is we're going to let the Pro Mods and the Funny Bikes guys run with the Nitro Harley guys stuff. So we also are having a Street ET class and also a Bagger class, which, you know, for us with the Baggers, we're going to allow the cruisers to kind of race with the Baggers if they're you know, everybody agreed to it. And for the Street ET, we're going to have the V-Rod Hollies and stuff racing with the street bike. So, also, we're going to have Test and Tuning and a few grudge races that we may have lined up to run the quarter mile. So, we ask again if you all want to run the 8-mile grudge, whatever, we ask you to attend the race over there in Kennendale. Or if you want to run quarter mile, we ask you to come on over to Clinton and run over there at Dallas Raceway. Also, I think in May the 11th, we got another race which is going to be going on in Rockingham, which is going to be Dano's first grudge race. So there's a lot of races that's taking place around. So at this time here, we got several callers. We're going to open up the line. If anybody else has an announcement they want to make for us, an event or something coming on, we're going to take this time now. So we're going to go on and open up the line here from our first caller, which is going to be Kenny from Carolina. Kenny, your line is open, man.
Yeah, we're calling all ATVs to the ATV Grudge Fest at Piedmont Dragway in North Carolina. We're running Banshee 450 dirt bikes, hand clutch street bikes. Gates open at 11. Test and tuning start at 11:30 to 1:30, and we're going to race from 1:30 to 8, but we can't go as long as 11 if it's racing.
Okay. That again, that's going to be Piedmont Track. That's what they
do. Piedmont Dragway. May 18th.
Okay, May 18th.
In North Carolina.
Okay. North Carolina. Oh, you got any special grudge races lined up with any of the ATV guys or bike guys? Or?
I mean, we got the fastest ATVs coming out of Georgia, Florida, South Carolina. They all talking about locking in with each other. We got a few guys coming out of Mississippi. It's crazy right now. It's for it to be a first-time event in North Carolina.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know how to schedule if nothing is going on. I'm definitely going to try to make it up there, man, and check it out. Especially some of the guys from Mississippi is talking about coming up there.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to get a lot of guys from out that way, because pretty much all the East Coast is pretty much going to come, all the fastest guys. So, you know, we're trying to get guys from Mississippi, Texas area to get up here to North Carolina, May 18th, like I said.
Okay.
We're just calling.
Okay.
If you think you fast and you ain't got no races, it's grudge runs, no times, no slips. Just run with your brown.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to ask you to remain on the line. And, Kenny, we got a few more calls here. We're going to open up the line to see what discussions they have for us in the upcoming events. We're going to open up this line here, 6452. Your line is open.
I don't want to get on.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's call them in that. Kenny, what is the mission, man, for you all? Events for us with ATVs.
$10 to get in and $10 off for registration per bike.
Okay. All right. So you're basically just doing grudge. You're not doing any classes or anything like with ATVs? Or
No bracket, no classes. Head up. Run with your bro.
Okay. I got you. All right. Sounds like going to be some fun action.
Yeah, we got Bike Paparazzi will be there too, videoing, so it will be a video. Pictures will be taken if you, and he will have videos of street bike grudging as well on deck.
Okay. All right. All righty then. Let me see here. Like, so far, so good. All right, we got another line here, 0775. Your line is open.
Yo, what's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, not much. What's happening that way?
Oh, nothing but rain over here, man.
Oh, man, you need to be over in Texas. Sun is out. It's beautiful over here.
Just
give everybody a shout out. Let everybody know about the King of the Track coming up. June the 22nd at Dallas Raceway. Our special guest, Tacklebot, is going to be in the house. He's coming to take over Texas. Going to try to make something jiggle over it.
Okay. We got you.
So, you know what I'm saying? You might want to invite everybody on the show to come out and have a good time at Concrete Palace, one of the nicest tracks in the state of Texas. Real nice facility.
You definitely got that right.
Yeah, we've got Street ET, we've got Pro ET, Crazy 8. We also got a class for the Motorcycle Club, the Battle of the MCs. We've got a 950 Index class. Each club bringing their best two riders. We're going to get it on.
Okay. All right.
Y'all need more information, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook, Ken Mass, or go to the website, massconnection.net. Or go to DallasRaceway.com.
Right. Okay.
I heard about your partner that laid it down. I heard about that earlier in the show. Sorry to hear about that. I hope everything gets better for him.
Yeah, I believe it will. And it could have been worse, but I think he's just a little banged up. But hopefully he'll regroup, man, and get back up on his feet there and continue to race.
All right. I wish him the luck. I hope he get better. You know what I mean?
Right. I heard that.
Yeah, last week, boy, I was having a popcorn ready. I was listening to all that shit talking last week. I hope they'll get caught this week.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got a feeling they will this week as well. So, hopefully, 1 second that match. We got several more callers, man. We're going to try to go on and get these announcements on out the way here. We got another caller, 2285. Your line is open.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, just calling and listening in, man. Just checking out the show, looking at the fellas.
I got you. Okay. We definitely appreciate it and wish you to come on every Wednesday and chime in. Or if you want to just listen, we're working to do that. Or if you want to, you know, say something, just press one and chime in and say what you got to say, man, get it off your chest.
Okay.
I got another announcement, too. The next street brawl race will be held as well down in Hub City in June. I hadn't really came up with a date yet, but we added another class to the this, which is going to be open class. So we're going to continue to try to push the 888 index and also the street ET. And may also add another class in there as well. But there will be open class, 888, Street ET, and we may have another class too. But there will be back at Hub City again in June. So I will be rolling out some information later on that. I know last week we had lost connection before I was able to chime back in and kind of missed part of the discussion what was taking place. But I think last time I heard it was, I don't know what exactly what's going on, but I got a question for the girls' races tonight. I know the car guys, I've heard a few conversations with them, man, telling everybody to get on one kit. Like if your car set up with two or three kits on it, they want you to unhook two and all of this stuff here. And I'm like, man, I'm wondering the bike girls' racing team coming back to the same thing, because now I'm realizing that I'm looking at a lot of bikes that really should be running. I'm not going to say classes, but I don't know what's the word I'm guessing, saying. Making all these shakedowns and stuff. Now, I know a lot of people have to make shakedowns and stuff to kind of dial the bikes in, but the question is, do you really want to wait till a event to do all this shakedown or whatever? Some of you coming just to make the tapes or film or whatever. So I know it's a touchy subject, but I'm just noticing a lot now, rather than people racing, it's a whole lot of more just testing and stuff. We got one caller here now, man. We're going to open up the lines. You're 9017. Your line is open.
Man, you know I had to chime in on it.
What's going on, man?
They
going to
goddamn kick your ass for goddamn agreeing with me.
Man, what's your take on it? I know you got to say something, man. You wouldn't have timed in so soon.
Man, you know, I'll be saying every goddamn thing on PB, and you know I got them. You know what I mean? The same goddamn thing. Nah, just like you, that's the, you know, you feel, I mean, you feel the way that I've been feeling the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, all the shakedown and all that shit, but for what? Everybody, you know, when I was saying that shit at the beginning of the year, right? People were saying that they just getting their shit out the shop and they still testing and all that. But, you know, I mean, what y'all doing now?
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Well, how many test pads do you consider when you go to a track to really say that, you know, you're ready for a race? I've seen more races happen coming straight off the trailer, which people don't know too much for it. You know, what to expect, go down faster than actually, you know, people racing and stuff. So I was just kind of curious about what people had to say about it, because I've just noticed lately that a lot of people really just come to test and tune and not really look to race. And
well, Ben, you know me. You know me. The only thing I need, the only thing I ever need is that one pass to make sure everything is shifting and shit. And then the next time I go down the track is a race. I've been doing it all year. It's a race. I mean, like I say, when I come to the track, man, I need one test pass and I'm racing. Like I say, people come to the track and all that, the bullshit, I guess, drink, barbecue, and all that. But, I mean, that's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? That's why I take at every event except the one in Louisiana. Shit, I was the first one to get the grudge race off. And then everybody else fell in line.
So, a prime example, too, as well as that was, anybody that was at that Hub City race back then, April 6th, when Tucker Box and Lil Rich and them had that grudge race, which was about 20 minutes, I guess, left before the track was closed or whatever. And those guys, it was like, man, maybe about 6, 7 o'clock that evening when they made their last pass. And so I still got to give them props on that, because with the track conditions, you know, with the way it was, they still went out there and took a chance. And like I said, both bikes spun some, but then they corrected themselves and then the race was on. And so, but I've noticed too that when a lot of people, you know, go out there and make test passes, some do have issues spinning stuff, but then when the grudge race something take place, both bikes, you know, pretty much make clean passes, like with you over in Twigs over there, man. At that race, I was looking, and not just you, but a few more bikes. You know, when those big grudge races, because you don't really want to blame nothing on the track. You basically want to, you know, say, well, man, I just lost the race or whatever. But at the same time, it's a plus when you go to a track and the track really works and then the bikes don't, you know, you can't really say the track, it was the track fault. So that was something, too, that I wanted to kind of brief talk about. We got another caller here for a minute. We're going to go up the line, 8269.
What's up, man? What's going on? It's Permanent View.
Hey, what's up, Permanent View?
I'm cool, man. This Killzone, who you raised down in Louisiana?
I didn't raise nobody because, you know, I had went down there to race Big Rob. Big Rob said his motor blew, but
yeah.
after I made that pass, man, he bagged out.
Oh, my! I seen you make a shakedown pass. That's what I was about to say. I really didn't see you do a grudge race, but in the back,
yeah,
kind of what Chris was saying, you know, I kind of commend them boys, too, and a lot of people do be doing shakedown passes, but, you know, a lot of people have to adjust for the tracks they're at, you know what I'm saying? I posted that on Cycle Bike, saying a lot of people expect their home track that they dial their bike into to hook like the track that they're going to, and that's not always the situation. You know, people have to know how to make adjustments.
Yeah, you saying people have to make adjustments, but hell, just like the event with Hub City shit, they, them boys ran 20 minutes before goddamn the track closed, but what happened to the other grudge races?
Oh, well, that too. I mean, I feel that. Look, I'm throwing the event on May 4th, and I have a lot of heat on me right now about the track being right, and I'm working with a manager, and she's telling me that the track is going to be prepped right and everything. But at the same time,
yeah,
just like a track hasn't been hooking,
I'm
good,
sure.
Have you ever seen a track that hooked too much and then it throws you in the air? I mean, the whole thing with grudge racing, it's a gamble. I mean, your motor could blow. I remember you said something about your transmission was messed up. You was taking a gamble racing. So the whole thing is the track could be working and something could go wrong with your bike. It's a gamble either way it goes. Either the odds going to be in your favor or they're not. You know what I'm saying?
That's understandable. That's understandable right there. See, I knew my transmission was fucked up. You see
what
I'm saying?
But I commend you. You still took a gamble. You still raced with knowing your shit wasn't right.
But that's different though, because you got to realize, goddamn, see me, you know, I'm probably the biggest shit talker around. But when I see goddamn three or four people bashing the track and all that shit, and then I see somebody posting them or however that goddamn shit, I'm gonna bash it too. That's just how I am. I love to talk shit. You see what I'm saying? You got people there, and then you got people there that was at the event that was talking, you know, that was talking shit about the track. I mean, a few people. So, I mean, hey, I might as well got there and get in the conversation. I'm just not like everybody. I like to keep shit going. You see what I'm saying? Which, I mean, that's just what I do, man. I like to have fun and shit. But at the same time, goddamn, I be telling the truth about a lot of shit, too.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna say, you know, because some of the shit you say on the internet, I agree with it, and some of the shit I don't, but that's just, you know, that's just my opinion. But, you know, I mean, look, I just like when people, like I said, my whole thing is you taking a gamble regardless, you know what I'm saying? track working, track not working, bike working, bike not working, you know. Your opponent shit may not work. And the whole thing with me, it's a gamble. It's a gamble once you lock that in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
let me
say this. They have a lot of people, they come out there betting, they fucking lift all this nursery money and they fucking baby mama rent money and shit, and that's the whole thing. They scared to lose that fucking money. Everybody want it for sure reason. This is a fucking gamble when you get in the water box. You know what I'm saying? You can have the strongest bike, but the strongest bike don't always win. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, yeah,
that's
what just happened to me.
Niggas are scared. They're scared to lose their fucking money. If you ain't coming out there with play money to just throw away and take a gamble on, don't bring it to the track then.
True.
Now, people, you never gonna change that because people gonna do that shit regardless. That shit is never gonna change, man. Just like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
But that's what
I'm saying.
That's why nothing is taking place because they're coming out there with this money they know they can't gamble with. And if the odds is not a 92% in their favor, they're not gonna race.
Now that's true too. People do shit like that, but you already know, goddamn. Like I say, like every event I've been to this year or testing tune, whatever, I talk shit to whoever, and goddamn, when I go there, the race goddamn, the race jumped off every time, every single time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I say, the person not going, you not when you jump in that water bottle, you don't know goddamn what's gonna happen, man. Hell.
Yeah,
it's all about shit talking and goddamn racing to me. So
yeah, that's what I want in my event too. Shit talking and racing. Fuck all that
shakedown. You better make sure they got their track right, cause goddamn they gonna fast your ass.
So I'm working with that. I'm talking with the manager. They done had two car races go on. They got another big tire car race going on this weekend, bro. I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure that track is prepped right. That, you know, I mean. The situations that happened at the beginning of April, you know, that's not going to be the same situation that's going on for mine. People don't know the story behind why the track wasn't right, you know what I'm saying? But that's not upon me to say why and explaining people's story. But there was a reason why the track wasn't right, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't do nothing about it. Chris did the best he could do to try to work with what he was able to work with, you know. All I can say, the conditions have changed. You know, Chris then went down to the track 2-3 times and made sure the track was working. He even got footage of cars, you know, jumping out the gate. You know, what happened last month is not going to happen on May 4th. You know,
well,
all I
got to
say
know.
Is I feel like this. I really feel like this. I'm taking a gamble, me doing this event. This is going to be I feel like this is going to be a fucking damn good event that wasn't promoted on Cycle Bike where everybody was bashing the track and everything. But I still got people who called me and texted me, said they coming out, they come and support just on the counter. They know how I ran my first event at the Hub, and they know I ran everything smoothly. So people come and support.
But, you know, and then, see, I mean, hell, I was going to make that event just off of Banshee Word because when I went to Tweed, that motherfucking track, goddamn. That's the only thing I got to say about that. That motherfucker was on point. So, you know, I was thinking that, you know, shit, Vance goddamn had me event. So, and if he say shit going to be on point because he told me the first time that, you know, Tweed, I know it's a different track and all that shit. But then again, you come on here and you say that you ain't going to expose what really went on at that event. I mean, which ain't no problem, but hell, shit. Yeah, people want to know. Yeah, shit. Yeah, because
I just
kind of
tell you exactly what the track was great Friday, which should have been done, and so it kind of started with that, and it was a big pro mod race on Sunday, which they was trying to, I guess, it's just a bunch of. A lot of stuff that really took place. We had cars there Saturday as well to lay rubber down with the track, but it was one part of the day where the track was working. I mean, I've had pictures of bikes, including tracker boxing them up in there and stuff. And
one part of the day when the track was working. Is that when I normally do my race around 5, 6, 7 o'clock when the track was working and everybody want to wait till later? That's how
I've been doing. Well, you know how it is. Everybody want to be the main event, you know, in the last race of the night.
At what time was the track working, man?
I mean, during the day when we had sunlight and stuff doing that, I think the temp that day only gotten up to like 70-something. Don't quote me on that, but It wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cool as well. But as the sun started going down, you know, the track started to come around, and then it also went back around. And I know a lot of people was making comments about that. They didn't prep the track or wouldn't spray the track late on that evening. Well, if they had sprayed the track in the condition it was, it would have made things worse. So that was the reason why they didn't spray
in the
motorcycle.
Right, all you would have been putting was glue on top of glue, and everybody would have been slipping and sliding even more.
But I had a few people come up to me and said, man, yeah, a lot of people were talking about they couldn't get down the track, but at the same time, a few guys said, well, man, watch this. They go out there with their bikes and go straight down the track. So they were saying something about the right lane one time when it wasn't working. Then the guy went over in the right lane, went and made a clean pass down through that, and he got over in the left lane and made. So, like I said, that goes back to, I think it was a discussion on the website back a while where the people were saying something about you have to tune to the conditions of the track or whatever. So not saying that, you know, has to be a smart mouth or whatever, but when this person went down this track, and I will go out on a limb and say it was a flat slick booster that done it, went in both lanes and made, I mean, good clean passes down the track. So it's a game as well to go and know the track, you know, for us to read the track and stuff and then make adjustments from the track. So it's just a lot of variables in it. But, yeah, that was
well, the old thing. That was then. This is now. It's a new day. It's a new event. And the track has had rubber laid down on it. You know, that was in the past. We can't cry over spoiled milk. You know what I'm saying? It's a new day. The track is going to be different.
Yeah, I see.
And that's all I can say. That's all I can say, bro. I'm going to do everything in my power and in my will. And the lady Bonnie, who is the manager who took over the track this year, me and her have been talking. She's willing to try to do any and everything to make sure the track race. She's one of those ladies. She likes grudge racing. She ain't trying to cut your time. She want to see stuff go down the track. You know, she's just not just in it for the money. She likes fast shit. She was raised in racing. So she's going through any and everything in her power to try to make sure the track is right. Now, I spoke with her yesterday morning. We had about an hour conversation about this, bro. She will be willing to prep the track.
And also, too, I want to also add that the Friday night the lady lost her husband. So that was like 10 o'clock that Friday night before the race was taking place. So it was just a lot of going on. So, you know,
yeah, you did tell us that.
Yeah, but hopefully everything will be worked out before March the 4th, and, you know, I'll be down there myself.
Chris, meet him for Chris.
Yeah.
March gone.
Oh, yeah.
You have people coming out for 2014 in March to the Hub, bro. We ain't promoting that far in advance.
Yeah. Yeah. But, we definitely, I'll be down there myself to help support and do what I can as well.
I'll be on the waiting on the updates.
Right,
man, kill them, bro. You need to come on over, bro. You need to come on over to the track and just come support, show your love, and get some racing there, bro. Cause we gonna have races, bro.
My bike in the shop right now, but you know, if it won, it's just me. You see what I'm saying? If it won in the shop, I still wouldn't come because, I mean, people have to talk goddamn good about the track before I can, you know, before I come. So, I mean, like I had mixed feelings about the Hub before. I mean, you know, even before my transmission messed up, and you know, then when I went testing that Friday, shit ain't go well for me. So that's when I decided not to come to a batch event. But like I say, you say you have everything on point, so hell, I'll be one of the ones in the thread when no updates.
Well, I tell you what, when they're doing the updates and they're doing all that, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a shout out and let you know that the track working, all right? Let you know you missed a good event, all right? I'm gonna do that for you, all right?
That still won't be good enough if don't no blood rate can go down.
Oh, we gonna sit, bro. We gonna have racing pop off, bro. I mean, I ain't gonna have the biggest names. I don't have all the Ric Flairs and all the fucking custom cuts and all them. I ain't talking bad about custom cuts before we get on here talking shit. But I'm just saying, people grudge race, bro. A $500 grudge race is the same as a $1,500 or $5,000 grudge race. A grudge is a grudge. People put too much
on
the price of the shit. So that's what I'm saying. They gonna have races pop off.
Guys, look, we got a few more callers here. We're going to open up the line. We might have to cut you off. We are here. We got 1746. Your line is open.
This is Custom Cuts. I was just chiming in, just letting everybody know I was listening.
What's going on, man?
Not much. I just want to make a comment on about the track. I think the only time that you hear about a bad situation at the track for us hooking is when the losers say something. You know, permanent view, I think you noticed back last year when I raced Chris Moore, you saw how my bike was spinning and stuff, but I won. Now,
right.
a lot of times, if I would have took the L, now a lot of people would have came on, oh, my bike was spinning, that's why I lost, but I won. You never hear about a bad situation at the track in a win, when the guy takes a win. But when he takes a L, he the first one to say it was because of the track.
Right.
No, it's because you got a mediocre setup on your bike. I go out there, I look over the track, I walk down the track, and, you know, I have to tune to the track. That's all you got to do. You can't bash the guy who's throwing the race.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
you got to look at, like, I took a loss, I don't take no loss hard shit. I lose. I'm going to feel the same way, goddamn, if I would have won or lost, because I don't care. You know, it ain't never but money to me. And then, shit, I never really had no goddamn spinning problem at no track with my flat sticks, you know. I really just based on, like, when you got a lot of bikes spinning at an event, something wrong.
Yeah.
And
to me, if the promoter or the person holding the event is not going and trying to make the adjustments, that's when I start, you know, having certain feelings towards them. You know, if they're just ignoring and they just worry about what's coming in the gate, me, I like to see fast shit going down the track. So I'm going to try to do what's in my power to make sure the track is prepped right. See, when they don't do that, when promoters or event holders don't do that, then that's when I have a problem.
Yeah, but everybody I've been affiliated with, I mean, everybody who, since I've been grudge racing, who threw a race, they've been out there, you know, prepping the track, trying to get the track to hook. But anytime you got competition, it's always going to be excuses. Y'all ain't going to, I mean, the biggest job in this grudge racing is being a promoter. You're never going to be able to satisfy everybody when a person is taking a loss. You're never going to be able to satisfy.
Right there.
You know,
that's
so they're going to look for an excuse, or the cheapest excuse they can find, blame it on the promoter. Blame it on the track. That's it.
Well,
like,
sometimes, you know, in the case that they do have, you know, like with the event that we had on 8th to 6th, there was, you know, got to a sign where bikes start spinning and stuff. And so, you know, so you always can't just say that the bikes or whatever are having faults. But at the same time, it's just so many variables that you can take. That Sunday after that event, man, they had cars coming down through that wheel, standing and everything. But, I mean, you're looking at like 2 or 3 inches of contact versus a car tire, which is about 7 or 8 inches so on each side. So it's just a lot of, you know, variables and stuff. So
okay, now let me tell you something, Chris. Let me ask you something. Now, just say if you had an event coming up and I had a locked-in race with Killzone. The race is locked in no matter how the track is hooking or whatsoever. I don't care if I have to push my bike down the track. The race got to go off.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to deal with the conditions. If the race is locked in, you got to deal with the conditions.
Then you do. But you know, it ain't no goddamn just say or if goddamn. Cause as of now, I'm not hearing that way. You know, until goddamn shit prove different. Like I say, The Rock, Chilton County, and Hub City. I won't be at those unless, you know, it'd be a few events where goddamn bikes just showing up, just like that video that Miss Butt Light Line put up a few hours ago.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit I was talking about The Rock, then she put up the video, and what I was saying, that would happen, but ain't nobody really had shit to say about that then, right?
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
So I didn't see that video. I have to go out there and
you know, and then I'm hoping, and then I'm sure that she was just putting up the video just to see how her bike do and how they bike go down the track and end up shit.
But everybody
you know
that bike don't. Everybody know that bike ain't set up right. That bike spin down there in Valdosta. come on, you got, I mean, come on, that bike is not set up right. You can blame a lot of that on the setup of the bike. But I'm going to tell y'all, I got to go out to Dallas in July. I'm not going to blame nothing on the track if I take a loss. I'm going to tune to the track, do whatever I can to get down that track. But I'm not going to make, that's a sorry excuse to sit there and say it was the track. No,
I mean, when you, when you lost, see, that's why, I mean, with me, personally,
I tell you what, Killzone, why somebody won't come up and say that before they do the grudge race? Why it's always got to be after the grudge race, after they took an L, they want to pass the track? Why don't they say that during the whole day?
I'm saying
to all those excuse makers when they take the L, you know, but, before they take the L, why don't they say something about the track?
Some people do. I know in events that, you know, I help out with an event or whatever, I always, if you notice, I'll be at the staging lane walking down that track. And so a lot of guys will come up and say, well, man, the track feel a little slippery or something. Well, see what you can do. So with the when Twigs ran, what were you saying, Kizzo?
The thing is, got there. You got to really just if a track. If I see, oh, okay, and I understand where CC come from when you say you got to goddamn tune to the track and all that shit. But I mean, it ain't gonna be one time I'm gonna goddamn lock in a race, goddamn. But if I think the track not gonna be shit, you see what I'm saying? I'm just not gonna even go.
You exactly right. But I'm gonna tell y'all the last race of last year when me and Tackle Boss ran. Don't you know that? When we was in the burnout box, before we got ready to burn out, Tackle Boss told them to spray the lane again. I told them to spray my lane. They sprayed that lane probably three times in each lane, and it just had drills of rain. When you really want to get a grudge race off, you ain't going to make no sorry excuse about the track hooking. You let them do whatever they got to do, and then you hit the race off. May the winner win, lose or lose.
Or just don't race at all.
Now, you know what? My pride won't let me do that. I'm a race. If I told the fans and if I told Grudge Talk Radio all week that I'm going to run this guy, I'm a run.
That's different. That's different right there. You see what I'm saying? That's totally different. When I say that's different because, okay, you going through a track that 9 times out of 10 ain't going to hook anyway, right?
Right.
So that's different. I mean, y'all going to the race and you advertise the shit, you supposed to do the shit. Like, I advertise my shit on here or even Psycho Bike, I'm doing it. Regardless of win or lose, I'm doing it, and, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's only so much prepping a promoter can do. You know, they can sit down there and spray your lane down all day long. But if your bike ain't set up, or it may just not be your day. It may not be your day to take that win. Yeah.
Hey, what do you prefer? I'm a promoter, right? And if I'm in this type of situation where the track is not hooking, what would you recommend? What would be your recommendation?
I'll just say I'll call a meeting. I'll call a meeting to the back of the tower, and I just tell them, look, we've been trying, we've been prepping, and the track is not there. So it's on y'all if y'all want to sit there and do a big grudge race, but do not bash me if the track is not working, because I'm sitting here telling you that the track is not there. It's just a bad day for the track. I think that's what a lot of promoters need to do. They need to call the riders to the back of the tower and have a meeting and just say, look, I done tried. The track is just a bad day for the track. It's water in the track or whatever you got to tell them. But don't make up a lie. You know, be honest with them. And they'll understand. Now, it's up to them to go out there and try to be a beast and do that grudge run. But don't bash me if you lose.
Right. Well, I know sometimes you might have some moisture on the track or something like that. You probably don't have some guys with some wide-tire cars. You better down the track and let some rubber. It might still not work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when a rider sit around all day and wait till 1 o'clock in the morning to try to do a grudge race, you know, Don't bash me and the track been hooking all day. Then all of a sudden, when you do the grudge race, it ain't hooking because you waited all day.
And the tracks in the south, a lot of people don't understand when the humidity sets in the middle of the night and that dew gets on the track.
Right.
That's another
right.
killer. The track will
right.
be working all day, but if like you said, if they wait until the last 45 minutes for the track closed, you got the humidity
right.
in the dew and the moisture in the air and sat on the track.
Now,
right.
now I'm gonna tell y'all something. Now, y'all didn't know this. A lot of people didn't know this, but me and Tackle Boss lined up the first time, and they backed us up. They said it was raining on the other end of the track, so they called the race off. But we waited around, and the drizzle stopped. So we went back out there and sprayed the lanes down. You know, you got to use your head on a lot of this stuff, too. I mean, you know, you just can't go out there under bad conditions, you know. But don't bash the man who's throwing the race because of the outcome. Because I know this, a winner don't never bash anybody, but the loser always trying to find a way out.
You said that
always.
Right.
It wasn't only the loser talking bad about the hub. It was a few people that came on there and said something bad about it.
Yeah,
right. Stop worrying about the hub. I'm gonna have the hub took care of come here for. Stop worrying about the hub. You not coming, stop worrying about it. Now you come, then you will worry about it. I'm gonna have that under control.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but I'm gonna be on that way no updates.
All right, well stop talking about the hub then. You ain't gonna be there. We gonna be there. We gonna be racing. Somebody gonna be fucking racing.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna be on that way no update.
And I hope
y'all can track too. When I came to the hub, I think Katrina ran tackle ball. That race went out pretty solid. You know, I think the real grudge racers in the game, they don't make excuses. They don't make excuses. It's always those guys that really trying to make a name for themselves and want a way out. I mean, I didn't see no problem. The only problem I saw with the hub is that it was a lot of cars doing that race, but my bike wasn't running right, so I didn't complain.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I mean, I didn't have no problem with it. It was a bunch of people. I met a lot of people. I mean, I didn't see no problem with it. I'll go back. I'm gonna put it like that. I'll go back. As long as they keep the tornadoes out of the way.
Hey, how long got the tapes over there at the hub? What's the latest? When y'all gonna shut down?
Chuck, we running time going down the track is from 2 to 12. We getting 10 hours of running time. Gates going to open at 10 o'clock.
All right.
So like y'all said, there shouldn't be no excuse. We running Street ET starting at 3:30, 4 o'clock. Last year, I think I only had maybe about 26 or 28 bikes second Street ET. So Street ET is only going to run for about 2 hours, if that. Because I keep these Street ET flowing pretty fast to get it out the way so that the grudge racers don't have no excuse about the amount of time. So if you do the numbers on that, Street ET should end about 6 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock at the latest, which you could grudge in between rounds all day. It's just bikes all day. So you're going to have from 12 to 2 to go down the track. I'm sorry, from 2 to 12. I said that backwards. I'm sorry. From 2 to 12 p.m.
12 p.m. 12
midnight, yeah. 12
right.
midnight.
All right, do the dirty. Y'all heard it, man. Let's get on it.
I can't hear you. Is it?
I said, they hear you. You know what I'm saying? Tell the ball, let's do this.
Yeah. We trying to get it in.
I got a question for a permanent view.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. What's good?
We got that Four Horsemen race coming up.
Hold on, my phone just beeped. Say you got the what race coming up?
The Four Horsemen race coming up.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Never mind. I don't even want to get into this before you even ask me the question, because I know what the question is.
What's the question gonna be?
Who did I vote on, or who do I like in that race?
I just really want to know who you leaning towards.
I plead the fifth. If I had to,
wow.
I'd have to plead the fifth on that one.
Wow.
I'm actually putting a video together for that Four Horsemen race, because I think that would determine pretty much in the South who would be ready to run another big grudge race to come up. I'm not going to call the name of the bike, but I think they're going to be kind of lingering around waiting on the winner of this race between the four bikes. See, I think the bikes that they selected kind of been feuding around here for a while, especially with the Katrina bike and the ACP bike and the Cuff and Cut, and as well as Tiger Boxing them. So I'm thinking they
you really ain't saying it right, because I done beat two of the bikes that's already in there. So, I mean, when you make the video, make sure you put that in the video, too. And I want it to be the first 2 minutes of the video. Thank you.
Wow.
I really think it's going to be two brothers that's going to represent the final round. And Lil Richard, if you out there, my short little teammate, grow a little bit, and I may let you stay close to me by the finish line.
Chris, I got to get off for a second. My phone about to die. I'm going to charge my phone, and I'm going to get right back on, all right?
Okay, man, okay. I think Joey, man, going to put a tune on that bike, man. Gonna show you something. Because I think it's revenge pretty much for all of you guys, I think. Cause actually, Joey had never ran the Katrina bike before, had
he?
Okay, that'll be the first time for that race before it's tackle boxing, man. So how you all do this draw? You gonna pull a name for as the person that runs the first person versus the second? Or okay.
Yeah, he said something about we're gonna drop our names in the ad and just pull them out. I don't know how we gonna do that. If my name gonna be in the ad, if everybody ain't gonna be in the ad, I may pull my own name.
Right. Okay.
I don't know how they gonna do that, but I'm not.
No, I think they said something about. I think they came on there about a few hours ago, said something about L1 going to run L2 or some shit like that. I don't think they're going to have no names in there.
Okay,
R1 going to run R. Richard had put it on there about an hour or two ago.
Yeah.
They
going
to be pull a name, but ain't no names going to be on there. I think it's going to be like letters, like L1 going to run L2 and R1 going to run R2, some shit like that.
I just want to put it out there. Chris and Killzone, who y'all think going to take that race?
Man, the only thing I'm going to say about that is I'm going to put onboard cameras on each bike and do side-to-side action with that race.
Wow.
Man, I'm not going to.
Honest opinion?
Say what, Killzone?
I say you want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think goddamn old punk-ass Dream Team going to take it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I can't follow a man for his opinion, but don't drop your popcorn.
Nah, I mean, it's just my honest opinion. I think they're going to take it, but I don't think. So
you mean to tell me if they pull 205 in the first round and have to battle 205 ACP, and I battle a little risk?
I mean, I don't know. Y'all pulling out a hat. I'm just going on who I think going to win the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean it's race, man. Like I think it's Brett, like, oh, I came and said something about somebody going to red, like somebody going to break him.
Right. You're exactly right. But just imagine if old Custom Cuts win it all.
I mean, shit, I hope you do. I mean, I ain't got no feelings. I don't have no feeling towards none of y'all. You see what I'm saying? As far as y'all winning, because as of now, none of us know who's gonna win. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I mean,
but
just imagine
if I won that race. Do you actually think they'll let me walk out of that track alive?
Man, all you gotta do is act like you got there going to get something to eat and got there and jump in one of your partner cars and. and get your other partners that you got with you to bring the trail on. Shit,
man, that roster may jump on top of the Christmas tree if he win that thing, man.
I know he going in front of the goddamn tree. He going in front of the tree.
Hey, you know what? Y'all better film. You better have some cameras at the jailhouse, because I'm going to moonwalk all the way to the quarter mile. They're going to have to drag me off the track.
You ain't gonna moonwalk down no track. I tell you what, if you moonwalk, you're gonna have to go for your feet.
Yeah.
Hey, Kills all say I can moonwalk down the hood.
Okay. You may go the first 60, but I got to tell you what, after you can hit the 60, you
I'm gonna be stuck.
No,
but go ahead, Chris.
No. I'm just saying we got another caller here. This may be one of your fans or somebody that disagree with what you got to say. So we're going to go on and open up the line here. 7082, and your line is open.
What's going on? This Ike, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, Ike?
Hey, I got a question for Custom Cut. You win that four horseman thing, cuz I can't wait to see the celebration. I'm going to be your number one fan to watch that celebration. You win that race, because I know you're going to have me crying laughing.
You doggone right.
Chris, you probably going to be shooting your first rap video, Custom Cuts win this race, cuz. I know that boy going to fool if he win it. I swear, I'm sitting here thinking about it. I started laughing when you started talking.
I want some shrimp.
Oh, man, we got you, dog. I tell you what, you win that race, I'm bringing some shrimp and some crawfish. We're going to do it old school Southern style.
Good.
That's all I wanted. But I know. Go ahead.
All right, let's say Custom Cuts wasn't a racer involved. Let's take Jared out of the equation, and let's say the other three bikes was doing it with a mystery bike that ain't as fast. We're going to just pretty much just cut that bike out and use three. Who would you pick out of the other three races?
The other three races, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be really real with you. I have to pick Joy.
I have to pick Joy. I'm going with the home team, man. I got to rep ACP with Alabama Power, man. 205 Mike, the heaviest jock there. Him and Taco Box, they the cream puff crew. Them boys are 190 pounds. I know Jordan, 205 at least got to be 190. 205,
yeah.
The heaviest jock in there. I hope Jordan turned his gas up, you know what I'm saying, to make it a worthwhile race, you know what I'm saying? Because you and Lil Richard, y'all boys on that Benny Craig plan.
But see, what I posted on Psycho Bike, I said a brother was going to win. I didn't mean Lil Richard. I was talking about 205, because 205 is the closest thing to a brother I done saw, being a white dude. I wasn't talking about Richard. I was talking about 205.
205, 100. Now, you got to get it to him. He's always been 100.
But I'm going
with the home team, man. I got to go with Joe and ACP, you know what I'm saying? And where is this race going to take place at? Because I've been trying to figure it out. I ain't been on Cycle Bike in a while.
This going to be June the 1st in the Vidalcio.
Man, y'all
for many of you all that already know, though, the ACP bike and the old season bike has been down the lane once before.
And who won?
You can't judge by that one, Jared. That one wasn't a clean pass by both of y'all.
No, but I just asked a simple question. Who won? They have never beat this black and orange motorcycle, whether it was Dirty South Villain or Black Caesar, because I owned it. I owned the ACP camp. And Chicken Man, yeah. Chicken Man,
you
probably listening tonight. Chicken Man, I'm giving you a shout-out. I appreciate you selling me this motorcycle, but you know what? Never had the scrolls on my left running down the board like I'm running them. I'm running them. And I'm going to bring it back home.
But I got you, man. Like I said, I wish all y'all luck, man. But I believe these heavy boys going to surprise a lot of folks on these bikes, man.
The only thing I ever let a big dude do to me is out-eat me. He never beat me during a race. Never. If you were talking about eating a chicken box, yes.
But we don't have any Katrina fans on the phone, because I think that the Katrina bike gonna show up and show out as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I saw Katrina, it was over there at the hub, and the brakes was about to seize up on the motorcycle. They had turned fire red at the finish line. If you think a line, ask Richard. That bike is has been.
That's probably why everybody quiet about it, Chris. Ain't nobody really, you know, heard or seen much about the bike. That's probably
why everybody
quiet about it.
I haven't seen
Richard on the bike this year. I haven't seen Richard on the bike testing the bike this year. But, you know, as far as them making a lot of noise with it, they've been pretty quiet with it. But, hell, like Chris said, they might come out there and shock the world with it, man. That race honestly can go to any one of the four of y'all, man, on any given day. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a dogfight, however. All four of y'all boys got fast bikes.
Boy, I know if Custom Cuts make it to that final round, I'm going to probably need bodyguards because somebody's going to try to snipe me down.
Chris, please you hook up the live stream because I got to watch him cut the food in real time.
Yeah, man, I got to do something spectacular because at first I wasn't really sure about that June 1st, but then when they came up with this Four Horsemen thing, I said, man, I got to be there because I definitely want to, like I said, we're going to do something this time. We're going to put GoPro cameras all over the bike stuff, man, if all of them agree to let me mount cameras and stuff on there. So,
See, Chris, when you make the after video, you going to have like a split screen showing both lanes or something? Or how you going to do the after video? You just going to have to wait and see.
Well, no, I want to actually have all four. I can split it up into four different screens if I wanted to. So I may do something different for this race, man. It just depends. But look, before we go any further here, we got another caller here, man, that we're going to go and open up the line. It is maybe 0853. Your line is open. 0853. Okay. We lost him. Okay. Well, yeah, man, I think that's going to be a nice setup. And my suggestion to Dana as well, if some more guys want to get in, I think that they should do another four-man team. As long as you keep it with a guy who only have to run his bike twice, I think that'll kind of keep, you know, the wear and tear on the bikes down to a minimum versus trying to put 12 people in there. And,
Chris, if you think about it, if them boy got a nice buy-in, I'd run mine 3 or 4 times to win 20, 30, 30 cents. You know what I'm saying? For 30 cents, Chris, I'll blow it up that day. And that's on everything.
Now, I would also like to say I will be doing my second annual photo shoot at the track that morning. No, for real. All jokes aside. I got 3 lovely ladies that I will be doing a photo shoot. I won't be in a photo shoot, so get your mind out the gutter. But I will say this, Chris. Can I ask you a question? Will I be certified if I win this race? Chris, will I be truly certified after I win this race?
You got the thumbs up from me. You whoop both of them. You're like, you're going to have to beat 2 of them. You beat 2 of them, boy,
right?
Because I can't do nothing but give you the thumbs up. You know what I'm saying?
But
okay.
Yeah, I can't do that to do it too much.
I hope all 4 of them make clean passes, Chris. That'll be a good thing, you know what I'm saying, to remember. If both races or the 3 races I have them in and take the crown to win them, everybody make a clean pass, no red lights, no spinning, everything is just, you know, pure muscle against muscle. Y'all gotta excuse me, my little
But I know another Nitrous flat slick bike gonna be waiting for the winner of them, so I'm not gonna call no name of the person, but I think it's gonna be very interesting to see who will be the winner.
I'm gonna tell you this right here. I know it ain't Billy Bowles, it's probably Eric 51, but you know what? He should have opened his mouth.
No, it's not any of those, It's not any of those guys over there.
It ain't nobody else, because I know it ain't nobody else.
Yeah, it is. I know who it is. They done told you on Cycle Bike, you just ain't look at it.
You know what? If they wasn't invited into this Four Horsemen race, they ain't relevant.
They're not gonna be. I'm sure they're gonna. It is, and it's not. I don't. Well, somebody said that. I said that Golden Bike, but it could be another bike too waiting for you. But at the same time, then later on in the year, we may make this little old challenge at another time for it. But or if this want to be a completed one man grudge, you know, we'll do it that way too. But yeah, it's several bikes out there waiting to challenge the winner. So it. I think this is going to be a real nice, interesting season for us.
I can tell you what, Chris. Custom Cut win that 30 cent. Custom Cut going to the house, and I ain't even mad at him. Jared going to tell him they can race the second place. I ain't mad at him. I swear I ain't mad at him.
I'm going to take that money. I'm going to take my money. I'm going to pay my mechanic. Because, and this for everybody that's going to be here. Dan DeLand, DTM, will be in the house that weekend. And I told him the other day, I said, if I make it to the final round, I want you to make that joke a torque. I don't care if she blow up, because I'm going to give you those 10 racks.
You're
going to give me another one.
Because you're going to turn it all the way up, is what you're saying.
You know what, Ike, I lied to you not. I'll show you the tune-up. I'm going to tell Dan to tune it to blow.
No.
I'm gonna make that joke a sport.
For 30 cents, cause you can just go on send it back with him when he leaves.
No, I'm all right. I'm gonna put it in. I told him don't bring the winter bagel down, cause I got everything. Just drive that little Buick down. I put it in the trunk. You know, they you know what would be accomplishment for me if I make it to the final round. You know, if I make it to the final round and have a chance to win that kind of money, even if I lose, I'd be proud because I battled the best.
Custom Cut, everybody, all they gonna count you out from the jump, man, because you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna be real with you. The Dream Team, I you know what I'm saying, that bike, Cocaine, you know what I'm saying? Me and Randy don't always see eye to eye, but Cocaine flying. Your bike fast. I know ACP bike is flying, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Mike Big Ass Hook, because the thing is, Mike Tree Game is on point, but he just heavy. I just hope he have enough to stay out there, you know what I'm saying, with y'all little boys. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lighter guys. I hate to call y'all little boys. I'm sorry about that. The lighter guys, you know what I'm saying? I know Mike gonna lumberjack that tree. He gonna do that every pass.
Well, he better not light it up before it turns green.
I mean,
he better not light it up before it turns green.
Everybody can red light, but I'm telling you, man, that boy lumberjack on that tree.
Yeah, but that don't always win racing. Everybody know Tazzleball so late that he always looks at my butt when we leave. He ain't never looked at my face. He always look at the back of my leather jacket because I own him.
I got to get it to you. Now, you look like a fair treat in that last time, but see, Cocaine, Randy told me himself he getting his stuff straight out of Columbia, man. That Cocaine is pure and uncut.
Man, money can buy you a lot of things, but money can't buy that pressure to get off your back. Because I know everybody that I race against, they do not want one person, they don't want to beat them, that's CC, Custom Cut. I don't fear none of them guys on racing against. But if they let me beat them, I guarantee you I'm going to need bodyguards to lead that track because I'm going to moonwalk and dance till they get mad and want to do something.
Now, see, you shouldn't want to make them mad. All you got to do is just flat the money in their face, load up, and go to the house. Stop lying by your bar, steak or something. I want an autograph picture. You win this race, Custom Cut, I'm going to put an autograph picture of you up in my trailer.
Hey, what you don't understand is that the after party gets started at my tent. We got the lights and everything set up. Yes.
Man, see, you distracting yourself early. You got the photo shoot that morning or whatever. Then, see, you trying to distract people, man. So you should just focus on the
See, that's
on
the thing,
race,
man. It don't distract him. It distract everybody else. Now, Jared, I got to get to him. Jared ain't smart, and what he do work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The damn show be working, but Cousin, all jokes aside, man, I wish you the best in this race, man, because like I say, everybody probably going to make you be the underdog, you know what I'm saying, and I hope you do well in it, but I know the whole track is going to get the laugh of their life you win this race, and I'm hoping I can make it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you now, let me ask you a question. Where is Possum at this year?
All right. So, you know Sam Daddy passed a while back, right?
Right.
All right, my boy took it kind of hard, man. He been on chill. He just pretty much been sitting and chilling, handling his business. You know, he run his own business. He just took a step back from these bikes, man.
Hey, that's enough said. You know, I just want to know because a lot of people been asking me, and I was like, man, I ain't heard from them cats.
Sam said it was time for him to sit down for a minute. You can't get mad at the man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, he
loves it. I just drove out there, man. I just got back from his house 2 days ago. I went out there to pick on him. He doing good, man. He just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you tell him that Custom Cut Champ asked about him and say, "Hey, we still got love for him. Ain't no love lost."
Cause you got a number. Send him a text message. You know he'd love to hear from
me. Yeah, okay, I will, okay, man. I'm just trying to give him a.
Yeah, he'll never answer the phone for nobody. He's me, you know what I'm saying? I just have to. He'll take you back about 2-3 days later when he finally look at his phone.
He'll answer the phone after I win this race. I guarantee that.
Cause he gonna be waiting the last two. Now he probably will answer the phone that down. Cause I'm gonna call him and tell him Jared won this race, and we're gonna be waiting on Chris to post that video. Chris, you want to do that? That's gonna be the quickest video that you ever made. You need to be having your computer at the track making that video.
I'm gonna have to, especially if they don't have Wi-Fi, man. I'm gonna have to create a Wi-Fi signal or something to go online and.
All jokes aside, I think what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna start selling reproductive organs to people out there just so they can get a little piece of custom cuts. You know what? I'm going to sell, I ain't going to say it on the line, but y'all hit me up and I sell a little piece of meat to y'all so y'all can have a little piece of custom cut.
You said, Chris,
you better get across the finish line first, man.
Oh, boy, here we go.
See, you got to admire his confidence, though, bro. I like that much, Jared. You're always confident, but don't never lose that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I can't say no numbers, but to invest that kind of, that little amount of money to make that big amount of money, shoot, I'm going to build me another barbershop.
Shoot,
so let me just clear some things up now. From listening to Cousin Cut and a few of the people, so basically what a lot of people are saying besides the poll that was out there, they're saying that really it's going to be between Custom Cut as being number one, Lil Richard and them, number two, and Tackle Box three, and Joy is four, or so forth, so on. So
if you look at that, that's pretty much the weight difference in all of them too, man. If this was an 8 mile race, Lord have mercy, you'd have World War III.
Well, just call me the Bin Laden of this race right here, because I'm coming to blow stuff up. I'm coming to blow it up.
See now, even though 205 Mike may be the heaviest out the book, but if I know Joy right, Joy going to pull the cold as well, and I know the Katrina bike is going to be tuned up too. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
If I had my choice to say, I said, man, this is going to be an open thing, man.
It's hard to choose who you like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to choose, Chris.
But it's hard to say, man, because, I mean, everybody has their advantages and they have their disadvantages.
Yep.
I may come on the radio station that week before the race and make an announcement for us who I think that's going to. Because this is basically, it's open.
Of course they're not going to pick me. Ain't nobody going to pick me because people, you know, they want to push me on the road like I don't spin like they do or I don't ride like they do. I'm just as good as any one of those riders in there. And the only reason why they pick Richard before anybody is because his uncle. He's living off his uncle, off his last name. Richard.
Now, Jared, be fair. Now, Richard made his own name. Now, you got to get in this problem. Richard is good at what he do.
Okay,
he's good at what he do now.
Say if he let go of that button and leave the start line, the bike go boom and blow up. Richard's name is no good anymore. No
Richard,
good.
Look at that one race ain't gonna make a break it, man. You gotta look. Richard race pull mod, hand clutch bike, slaughter bikes. He do it all. You know what I'm saying? Man, a good jacket.
But I done seen Richard lose to some of the sorriest riders and win against some of the best riders. It's all
we can say that about all us though, Jared. You know, we can say that about all us. You know what I'm saying? Some days like Chris says, some days you got your days and you got your bad.
Okay.
The underdog is you. You know, just is you. You know you the underdog. I mean, we ain't got to discuss
that. I will,
but
yeah. I'll have to agree with Ike on that. You are the underdog. There's no question next to that for some reason.
And I'm not going to even say it's because of your motorcycle or your riding skills. It's because not Jared is custom cuts. You know, everybody going to make custom cuts the underdog. They like to see you lose for some reason. But, man, like I said, you deserve to be in there just like anybody else. I think your bike fast enough to hold his own.
But, hey, they like to see me lose, but they hate to see me win. And when I do my celebration dance, I mean, I know I could beat.
See, that's what it is. See, you kick folks in the ball. That's probably what it is, Jared, to be honest with you. You like to kick them in the ball hard, too.
I know Rich
and them ain't going to win. I think Rich is the fourth lead.
Yeah, I really think Richard the fourth lead. You're right. Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't think that bike's going to get down the track, dog. I don't think that
bike's going to be honest with you, I'm surprised Richard didn't call JL to get pigged to bring 51 down here. I know he don't crank that bike up unless it's, you know, a few seconds involved, but two or three passes, I'm pretty sure that y'all probably could have talked pig into doing this for a few cents. You know, three passes for 20 cents? I mean, hell, like I say, I'll blow mine for that.
But see, this the thing. 205 came. See, the race was supposed to be between me and Lil Richard. You know, I called him out. We was gonna put up the money, lock it in. But 205 came up with this four horseman race.
Right.
So this race really wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be me against the Katrina bike because I had the only balls enough in the game to call out the Katrina bike.
Well, Alex been asking for about 2 years.
Yeah, Alex who? But like,
Alex, yeah, my boy.
Oh man, come on, he's a clown. I mean, I know I do clown, but I do race. And I'm gonna tell y'all, and Ike, you can vouch for me. I think you can vouch for me. When I bought this bike from Chicken Man said he wasn't afraid to run anybody in the game. So I took that.
I agree with you on that. Chicken Man slash Dirty South slash Caesar. That bike, man, nobody never said your bike was slow. Well, a lot of folks have said your bike was slow, but that bike ain't slow. That bike ain't nowhere near slow. The thing is you going up against HTP best, you going up against Alabama's best. Because Joy ain't scared to apply his nitrous. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing everybody know about Joy. But if they don't know, they need to figure that out. Joy don't care about pouring the coals to it.
And you know what? This props to the late Jeff Walker. But Jeff Walker applied his nitrous to Caesar.
Yes, sir, he did. Yes, sir, he did.
And look what happened. On a blow-up, both bikes blowed up. But Caesar got crossed that – well, Dirty South Billy got crossed that line before ACP. Yeah. And Caesar beat ACP on a red light, and he beat Cocaine.
And see, both of our bikes are completely different now, so it ain't even like it's a rematch, because both of those bikes are 100% different than they was at first race.
Well, you probably can say all four bikes are different from the – I would go on a ladder and say all four bikes probably is completely different.
You're right.
Ooh-wee. Y'all could imagine what I got in this motor. Good gracious, I got rice, gravy, and grits.
Ooh-wee.
Chris, please.
John, look, we got another.
This boy
got
gonna
another,
cook the food.
Yeah, man, we got another caller. We're going to open up the line here. 6645, boy. Your line is open.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on,
Mr. Paul?
What's going on, guys? It's been a long time.
Man, we can't call him.
Them boys
out. I hear you what?
Say them boys out. Caught you earlier.
Man. Just been going through a rough spell, man. You know?
Possum, before you get started, I want to correct Ike. Custom cuts asked about you.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're right,
you,
Jared. I'm sorry.
You know, Custom Cuts asked about you because no matter what people say about me, I do care about the little people in the racing game. So how are you going to talk?
The little people. The little people. Well, guys, a lot of you guys know that my dad was ill with cancer, and he passed away at the end of February, and after that we just went through some tough times, so I just had to take a break and just forget about motorcycles for a little while, but I never forgot about my family, so.
Oh, ain't no problem, bro. Ain't no problem. That's why I asked about you.
Yeah,
well,
Return
of the Possum is here, and we're about ready to mount some shit, and I'm ready to dig back in your ass so you can stop being nice to me again.
Sam, can you go ahead and tell them how long we got before we come off vacation?
I'm getting married this weekend, guys, so, wow.
No,
I got to get off of that hit, so probably about maybe 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Bro, you stupid, boy. And see, that's the thing here. I got married April the 12th, went to my honeymoon, came back and drove straight to North Carolina. But I'm still kissing butt behind you now.
You know what?
My old lady's still mad about that.
I hate that I had to that part.
I'm off the boat. Ike said, I'm off the boat. I said, hey, that's great, man. Have a nice trip home. Next thing I know, I get a call. Hey, man, I forget where your house is at. I'm like, wait a minute. That's 24 hours later. You got... in Florida, drove to Alabama and North Carolina. Damn.
I drove 2,300 miles in 3 days.
I hate that I asked about Possum because I done recreated the Howdy Doody episode.
Shut up, mate.
Somebody
hey, man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Jared. My next road trip, I'm coming to see you.
You know, you have to be old school to understand what I just said. You don't even know about Howdy Doody. You don't even know about that, Ike. What you talking about?
Man, what you talking about? I ain't that young. I'm 32 now. I ain't that young.
Possum probably know what I'm talking about. One of y'all sitting in each other's lap while the hand is in each other's back.
No, it ain't that bad. Now, come on.
Hey, I'm another
that's my partner,
this year,
man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got my pom-pom.
Jared, I got a deal for you too, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna take a sidestep, then we'll get right back to racing, man. I'm finna go and shock the world. Stormtroopers for sale. If anybody's interested.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That legendary motor that's in Possum's for sale too.
Well, y'all need to be calling J1000, or he'll be getting his head tore off.
If nobody
buys the damn thing, I'm going to just put it in stone to the chassis. But Possum's still a lot around, ladies and gentlemen. Possum's very much alive. It's just a whole new design.
You know what? I want to let everybody know that it took Custom Cuts to bring Possum out of hiding. Welcome back, Possum.
I didn't even know you were asking about me. I looked at the clock. 9 o'clock Wednesday night. I said, damn, Grunt's talking. Let me listen in. I clicked on, and I heard an icon in his mouth. I said, okay, got to press one.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jared, now here go a laugh for you. It's almost that time. When you coming down and go fishing with me? You can bring your brother, too. That way you don't think I'm going to throw your ass off the side.
Well, since you already told Grunt's Talk Radio you was going to use me for bait shark bait. I think I'd be better off fishing from the bank.
Man, come on down here and go fishing with me one time, man. I told you, bring one of your partners with you. We go down here and have a good old fish fry.
Hey, you know what? I won't come down there until you get rid of them carnival cruises y'all had parked down there.
Man, that boat, I just got off one, man. The boat didn't break down because I blew that back street. But that one boat you talking about is still down here getting fixed now. That boat 15 feet from my house, they still fixing it.
Hey, Jerry, we'll just let him do all the damn fishing. We'll sit off the back of the boat and talk shit and drink beer.
The Possum, I don't trust you around the corporate waters. No, but
hey.
Chris, do you have Little Richard on the line or anybody that, you know, 205? Or I don't really want to talk about you know, so.
We may have some representatives on. If any of you all guys are on the line, press one now and we open up the mic. What kind of question or whatever you want to ask them? Because what are you just...
I mean, I you know, one thing I don't want to do, I don't want them to come on with all that cussing and bashing and stuff. Let's talk real. Let's talk.
Yeah,
you know,
everything been going good tonight. We've been having a good time.
Let's talk real. Ain't nobody stepped on nobody's toes or talked sideways.
Well, damn, let me hang up. I'm sorry. I interrupted y'all's love session and stuff. I get off the phone now.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, before you go, Jared, ask Possum the same question you asked me and Kills on.
What was that?
What question?
His choice. Ask him his choice.
Okay, out of that Four Horsemen race, I know you don't heard about it. Hopefully you don't heard about it.
I have not been on cycle bike in over a month.
Okay. It's Dream Team, Cocaine Bike, against ACP, Katrina, and Caesar. We got pull names out the hat. Whoever we pull, we got to run. Two passes. Winner take off. Four bites. Who you got?
Okay, what's the question?
Who do you like in the race?
Who do you like in the race?
BMF.
You know what? That's exactly right. Rosetta Stone.
You
know, Rosetta Stone.
I feel like somebody left me out on purpose. Actually, I've always been a fan of the saying, the sun's got to shine on a dog's ass every once in a while. So I don't think you're no clown no more, Jared. I think you're ready to come out and play some for real. So I'm going to give Dream Team a little bit more credit, you know, as far as coming out first on top, maybe with a nitrous booster or something like that. And you're going to be right there. I mean, it's all going to be a top thing. I don't think nobody's going to run over anybody. I can't really say. I haven't watched any of these bike big passes. I always say it's a different year, and I hope nobody stay the same. That's all I can say.
No, nobody's going to bash you on your honest opinion, my friend. But if
I chose ACP. Killzone went with the Dream Team. Go ahead, Sam. If you had to pick one, who would you pick?
Nope,
ACP proved it with J-Dam, and J-Dam's still around. We all know where that son of a bitch is at. So, I mean, if they put an auto in that motherfucker, I'd say J-Dam.
Wow.
God damn.
I'm just
saying.
But,
so,
Custom Cuts, man, I mean, honestly, it's a new year. I mean, I'm sure you're going to come out flying, and then Katrina's right there, too. So, I mean, damn, I can't put a pin on it, man. I can tell you one damn thing. Y'all going to get fucked up when BMF come by you.
Anyway, let's don't talk about graveyard shift. Chris, what you going to say?
No, I was saying I think this race will be determined by who makes the most mistakes out of
you're right. You are correct.
You are correct. That's why I said I hope everybody have clean passes. That's why I said that.
Well, we all know who's going to be at the home. We all know who's going to be at home. My bike love.
Where is it supposed to go down at?
So ain't nobody, can't nobody bash no tracks. Can't nobody say he's at a bad track. Ain't nobody got no excuses, but just getting everybody, somebody getting ran over. That's just all what's going to happen.
And I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, Custom Cuts, you wasn't the one, and they bite wasn't up, blew up. Just I want everybody to promise me, everybody that's listening out there, please don't chime in the week after this race and say, I wasn't the one if they bite wasn't up, blew up.
Bro, man, a red light or spin or whatever, I want my autograph poster Custom Cuts. It's going in my trailer, you win.
Oh, my God.
Because see what people don't understand. People don't understand, we got 45 minutes between the rounds, and I do have an extra motor. So if something do happen and I win the first race, I will have another motor put in there, courtesy of the milkman.
That's it, cuz. For them 20 cent, 15 cent, or whatever the buying man up in, like I say, cuz, shoes. I'd have two, too, just to make sure that chain went home with me.
Yep, and one thing about it, my last time down about Austin, I beat cocaine. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that I pull his name. I pull the Dream Team name the first round because them Indictatrons ain't going to work against these electrons.
Hey, listen, and Bachelor would have promised us to have a good video if this nut wins.
You doggone right. Doggone right. Because when I win this 10 racks, I'm going to pull my leather suit down, and I'm going to have the Parliament Funkadelic Orange Pamper on.
did you get some new leathers, Jerry?
They'll be here next week, yeah. They all orange and black.
They all orange and black. They look better than the last set. I mean, am I going to be able to see you when I'm going down the interstate?
I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all can laugh at my leathers, but when I fell off my bike, my skin was still on.
Hey, you can't help but feel you on that one there, cuz they did their job, didn't they?
Yeah, they did their job, you know. So, big ups to my Korean buddies. Y'all did your job.
Oh, God, I hate to bring up the past, man, but can you just tell us one more time, when you say you was in there on the bed or whatever, and the nurses and stuff was up there looking at you, what exactly took you?
Okay, now all jokes aside now. So I was laying on the bed. I'm looking up at the big old light. It was like, you know, episode on one of those reality shows. So I'm looking up at the big old light. So she started cutting my suit off. So I'm looking with my mouth wide open. And she started to cut my underwear off. And you know what? I'm not going to say that. Let's just say she had to clock out early.
Jared, you pull your ring out on the nerve cuff.
Hey, let's just say she clocked out early, and I think I'm running out the room holding herself, so I don't know.
Wow, boy.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was on a heavy sedation right there. I don't know. You know.
You wrong.
She said.
You know what it was? You know what it was? She never seen a damn hermaphrodite.
Oh, man. You got to get him, Jay.
You can say what you want to, but I guarantee you I can call her right now. Hey, the next time I fall off a motorcycle, I ain't got to go to the hospital. I can come to the house and get served.
Hey, he got a damn number. She wanted to be able to, she's bisexual. She wanted both
at once. Nah, man, hey, don't count it, Mark, cuz I'm telling you, I know what the hell. Jared and pulling rig got on that lady.
Y'all better quit that. Hey, y'all can say what you want to say, but, you know, y'all don't know what I know, but she'll be at the race. She'll be at the race June 1st.
That's what I'm talking about, cuz.
So if I do happen to fall off again, none of y'all touch me.
Don't say that, man. You don't want to wish no bad luck on yourself or nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you was all right after all that door on everything, cuz.
Man, if y'all saw how slow I was going when I fell off, come on, man. That joint was. Come on, I healed up in 4 days.
We ain't know, though. You know what I'm saying? All we seen on Psycho Bike was Custom Cut went down. Didn't nobody know if you were making a full pass and fell off the kickstand. Didn't nobody know. They just know you went down. You feel me?
But, yeah, you're right. But I want to give a shout-out to that beautiful nurse that took care of me. And even though she's of a fair skin. I appreciate you, baby. I love that blonde hair you got and those beautiful lips. And you know what? You know, I hope you listen tonight, baby. I love you, okay?
But we got another caller, man. We're going to go on and open up the line now. 8203. When your line is open.
That is me again, Ben. I was trying to see how they were going to do the pickings for the race, but I heard Cousin Cut saying he's going to draw or something. So,
yeah.
I'd like to see the two heavier races. I'd like to see Tack and 205 go against it, and Rich and Custom Cut go the first round.
Did you make your choice
on who's going to win?
Man, they already asked me that. I told them I'm pleading the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th. I can't give my list out, bro.
Hey, you know what? By him saying that, I know he's choosing me. Permanent View, you can have my vote. You have my vote, my friend.
See, because you know Permanent View rep in Louisiana, so he probably going with his brothers from the neck dope, you know what I'm saying? He probably going to rep Katrina.
Well, you know, he already know enough about Katrina. He probably going Michael Phillips, which ain't going to be there, so, you know.
Hey, don't. All I can say is, bro, I think there's some full evenly matched bikes, you know what I'm saying? I think it's really going to come down to reaction time, you know what I'm saying? The reaction time, and I ain't making no excuses, but, I mean, Tackle Box and 205 Mike, they're not the lightest jockeys out there. But that's why I say I like to see the two heavier jockeys run the two lighter jockeys first.
Permanent View, are you Creole or something? Because you didn't pick none of the brothers. I mean, what's going on? I mean,
what you talking about?
I mean, are
Jared,
you?
I'm pulling for the heavy boys too, man. I'm pulling for the heavy guys too, man.
I mean, if you didn't pick none of the brothers, come on.
How would you know? I'm not telling who my picks are. I'm just saying, as far as first rounds, that's who I would like to see. I'm not letting y'all know who my pickings is in a race.
So here go a good question right here. So if Custom Cuts win, will you be happy or sad?
I wouldn't feel mad if we had a. I wouldn't feel bad for you at all. I'd be happy you won, bro.
Hey, you know what, Permanent View? You've been caught on camera saying all kind of stuff about me. I know you're rooting for me. You just trying to save me.
I'm gonna make the congratulation Custom Cut 3 if I hear you raise. I mean, if I hear you won for anybody else, dude. If I can get it up there first.
Oh boy, here we go. Everybody wants to be a Custom Cuts fan now.
No.
Man, we got another caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line, guys. 0655. The line is open. 0655, your line is open.
These niggas don't even know their own phone number.
It's probably my nerves. She probably don't know. Baby, look, hang up and show your number this time.
Hey, Jared, my son
just said he wants
a poster too, man, so make sure you got me one.
You know what? It took me 6 days to remove his shoe from my butt, so no. Nah, he's going to have to wait on that.
Nah, I can't tell him that. Here, I'm in the back seat right now. He's going to be all upset if I tell him that.
Oh, no, tell him I got him, but tell him I ain't forget about when he kicked me.
I know. He got his little Nike up there on the plaque, so ask how you caught last time he was here.
I don't know why I brought up your name tonight. Man.
I wasn't asked to come on. I really just thought about it, dialed in.
But people were kind of wondering, though, man. I mean, you had disappeared there for a second. I myself didn't know what had happened. So I'm kind of glad to hear your voice tonight, man. And yeah, you're still a good, you know, good character. So.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, a lot of people were trying to keep in touch with me, and I was ignoring them. I just really dropped off the scene for a while. I mean, it's hard watching someone you love, you know, dying in front of you 5 months straight. And, then, you know, it was traumatic for me, to be honest with you. But really, it was Cycle Bike Family that kept me strong, and Ike knows the details, and he's been there for me since day one, and I mean, I ain't got nothing but love for a lot of people, and I appreciate it, because for a while there, I thought I was going to sell out and be done. I mean, that's just nothing the racing scene did. It's just my heart wasn't in it no more, and I'm back, and my next question is, how the hell do I get in this horseman's race?
You can't. You're too big. You can't get in this race, and you don't live on gas.
I didn't say I was going to ride the son of a bitch now, did I? Did I ask you that? I said, how do I
need to
get in this race?
It won't be
money. That's how you get in.
Yeah, it's not going to be any buy. It's not going
to be a buy round. No, but later on in the year sometime, we may be able to come up with an all-motor thing, get him, or even get Nitro thing, get killed on all them boys in there. So.
Yeah. Well, Chris,
that ain't gonna do me no good.
You
ought
to go in and put that on your schedule, man, for later on in the year.
Yeah.
You know what?
Bring
round two. You know what I'm saying? The rematch.
Right. Yep. I need to put an open sleep different quartet, and it just don't happen on this. I mean, that could be something, you know, happening up in Pima or anywhere, you know, for just select four guys.
Okay.
They tried that over there in Texas, but it was 8 bikes in it, and I think I tried to do it over there in Texas in November, but it wasn't successful because, I mean, we had the buy-in, not as much as that, but, I mean, we had some participants there, but we didn't get the participation. So with this thing here going on, the way it's going, I'm thinking that's going to be a start of something. I think that's going to continue to take place, you know, in some different events, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, it don't really have to be 8.
So this is a four-way thing, right? Only.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
This is something that
205
Mike came up with.
I tell you what. You guys know from history that some shit always happens. So I respectfully ask to be put on the alternate card. I will be down there with BMF and my rider, and we will be ready to race.
You know what? First
man,
of all,
pause. If you ask me, if you come with the right amount of money and the entry fee, they ought to let you win. That's just more money going into the pot if you won't put your money up.
They should change what they already agreed on, though, man.
Yeah, we don't agree on
yet.
We don't need any.
Yeah,
we don't need any fee.
Just let me know what the entry fee is and let me be an alternate. And
yeah, we don't need.
We don't raise
25 cents, man. 25.
Yeah, we don't need any fee. Tag it on.
25.
Like Cousin Cuz said, they already got the thing lined out, but if you BMF, you know what I'm saying, make it down, all you do is just go out and wait on somebody to do something
yeah.
on the side. That's
yeah.
all you got to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I didn't ask
you'll
to
see,
be
somebody's
going to
break. Somebody's going to break, and then I'll be asked anyway, so I ain't got to be worried about y'all letting me in.
You know, so,
I'll be ready.
No, since you want to think of it like this, I'm putting it out there. Let's all go off the truck. Let's pull names out the hat and go off the truck. I'm willing to do that. Because Friday night, I know everybody's going to be down there testing. So let's just go off the truck Saturday. Let's go off the truck Saturday. Pull names out the hat, and let's start it out by 3 o'clock.
That sounds
because,
Hopefully later on in the year, well, not year, but month, when you get close to this date, maybe we can get all four parties on the line and see what kind of agreement they can come up with. And that way, won't anybody else be left out with whatever. So you can
yeah.
do it that way.
Because, I mean, I feel like I was voted into this thing, you know, as one of the fastest high boosters in the world. So I deserve to be in there. You know, I deserve to be in there. And really, it's a privilege for y'all to even, you know, be talking to me tonight, really.
Yeah, okay.
That's the way I feel, Ike and Possum.
Hey, Jared, now see, now you going back to Cousin Cut. Now you've been Jared the first hour and a half. Now you going to Cousin Cut. See how you do?
Well, he put Jared out of work.
Let me see if I can open up this line again, man. We got another hand here. 0655. Your line is open. Okay.
Oh, another one. Don't know their phone number.
Man, that's just sad.
Hey, Cousin Cut. Hey, Cousin Cut.
You want? Ask for Jared, please.
I got to call the customer. Well, with that four horsemen, with the four horsemen race, what if somebody breaks and they put the money in?
They screwed.
They lose?
They screwed, man. I believe these boys, I believe they treating that just like a lock-in. I believe that's a non-refundable deposit, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Now, somebody might can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the way them boys treating it. It's like pretty much that's your lock-in, you know what I'm saying? It's especially when they say winner-take-all. If a winner-take-all race and you don't make it to the end, I believe you forfeit your money. I believe.
Yeah. I believe. I mean, that would be the right thing to do.
I'd like to know if it's true or not, though.
I mean, I can't see if you're going out there testing or whatever, and then you just mess up something and go back and ask for your money back. I just can't see. And I could be wrong for, you know, saying that or whatever. I'm not the one that really made the rules or whatever, but, I mean, if I had anything to do, I would say this. Yeah, that's
all right, one of y'all boys
in,
need to go in that thread. One of y'all go in that thread and ask the question and see what it, all four of the boys who money going in it, what, how they feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
Because you know if you make one pass and then blow up, I don't believe you're going to get your bread back. You know what I'm saying?
They need to make that kill.
I mean, that should be like the sprint throw those kills on. Because I'm thinking if you go to a race when you enter to run into a class race and you go out there and the race about to start, you're making time or test when you mess up you can't get your money back. I don't thinking.
No.
Yeah. But you know
that's
what
they doing.
Cut, you know what they doing.
That's why Custom Cut made the statement earlier that he was going to try to have his spy there just to make sure he made it to the end. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right.
But they still, with that situation right there, they still need to clear that part up, too. They need to have all the details before the race here.
So I believe that part there was just like, you know what I'm saying, that was understood. You know what I'm saying? When they said winner take all, you can't take all if you issuing refunds. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
they ought to have some type of thing. As soon as you come in the track gate, as soon as you pull it out the trailer and crank it up, if your bike running when it gets to the track, then you locked in.
Exactly. That's
like
what
you said, that's something they need to work. Yeah, that's something they need to work out amongst themselves. You know.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we got another caller here. We got another caller here. Let's open 0853. Your line is open.
This is Rich and Rico.
Hey, what's up,
Rico? What's up, Chris? I can't call it.
No, I'm not.
Who the hell is Rico?
Yeah.
Who the hell
is
Rico?
Rico is Katrina own a little brother, if I ain't mistaken.
Correct. And little Rich is the rider, I think.
That's what they told us.
Thought that was possible.
Hey, Richard, them boys got a question for you, man. Like, little Richard, probably can get y'all his input on that. Y'all ask him.
Hey, Rich.
What's up?
Hey, with the, if somebody got their brakes before y'all do that four horseman race, do they automatically lose money?
Damn right.
Wait, hold on. I just clicked over. This Custom Cuts, Richard. I just clicked over 205. Now, we just discussed that everybody, four people, got to put up $500 a piece. Okay, that's the punk out. That's the punk out. Now, if anybody breaks before we get ready to do any pass, you know, as far as like before the race, you lose your $500. You lose your $500, and we'll discuss. We'll discuss what time the race going to start, you know, how long we got. We'll go with that.
Big boy.
I think it's a problem. Let me ask a question. Is Dano's Dano's doing his own little deal, too, his gambler's race. Is his guaranteed money, is everybody putting up their pot? Because I want to go in the one where, goddamn it, if you break, you lose.
Okay, I ain't got
you. You mean if you break, you lose everything, right?
No, this four horseman race, you know, ain't got nothing to do with Dano's, you know, whatever he got going on. We making our own little.
Richard, what I'm saying is the punk out is like before y'all started racing, I think.
I know you're supposed to race us, right?
Wait, who?
Custom Cut.
Katrina.
No, I mean, we still supposed to lock in on that race too now.
Wait, hold on. Listen, I ain't got that kind of bread to be racing like that. See, when we put our race out there, we put our race out there, 205 came and said, well, why don't we do a four-horseman race? So I thought all us had scratched that Katrina race and we were going to get in that four-horseman race. I ain't got that kind of bread to be racing y'all and then getting a four-horseman race. Y'all bike ain't gonna last no minute past, and my bike ain't either. So let's just, if
our bike don't last no minute passes, I'd like for us to lose that 25. But look, this is how we do it, right? Why we making passes? Friday is test and tune. If you enter that four horseman on Saturday, we need to be going off the trail out, right?
Look, Custom Cut said he'd like to go off the trailer too.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Saturday, let's all of us just pull a name out of the hat and all of us go off the trailer. Since y'all want to beat it up like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Cause that leaving room for these bikes are prone to break, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Are all four of y'all planning on being at the test and tune that Friday night to dial in?
Well, that might be a problem. I'm 20 miles from the track, so it don't matter if
somebody ain't been Friday night test and tune. They bad. They fault. You know what I mean?
but y'all still got
to agree with goddamn Pricey and 205 Mike that they want to do that though.
Yeah, 205. I heard over. That's why I wasn't saying that, but he said let's put up $500, let's make two test passes, and we come up with a time, and we do it on Saturday. I'm not trying to bully dog nobody. Richard, I'm not trying to bully dog you. If I'm going to race y'all for 20
miles. No, I understand.
This whole four horseman thing started when I called Katrina bike guy. This was supposed to be a race between me, you, and the Katrina bike.
Right.
You know, if that's the case, me and you would just hit it off and make the best man win, but I don't want to do that. Let's just do that four horse in the race and see what how big your next is.
Let's just see how big
my nuts is, your nuts is, and all the rest of them. Two races. $10,000, and I guarantee you, I'm going to be in the finals.
Yeah.
So I know two of them guys going to do all day shakedowns. I already know that.
I never seen somebody guarantee they're going to be in the finals. You don't guarantee you're going to win. You just guaranteeing you're going to get to the final?
No. I guarantee you that I'll be facing somebody in the final round because I don't do all the shakedowns. I do one shakedown, if that. But I'm willing, I tell you what, if you're willing to run me straight off the trailer, I'll do that race with you. If you're willing to run me straight off the trailer.
If we're willing to run you straight off the trailer and you'll do that and the four horseman deal?
No, I ain't doing it. I'm talking about just me and you, just straight off the trailer, me and you. If you're willing to do that, then I do that.
So what you saying, you'll back out the four horse in the race?
No, I ain't backing out there, because really, this race is supposed to be between me and Katrina bike anyway, but Richard, you're giving two options, man.
That's going back to the goddamn y'all pulling out the hat, though. Everybody pulling out the hat, and whoever come out the hat, that's who you race.
No, Killzone, what I'm saying is, if I pull out the hat and I pull Richard, let's go straight off. Let's just line up and go in.
Okay,
let's go in. That's what I'm saying. If I pull your name or Richard, if you pull my name, we going straight off the trailer. I would not make a pass on Saturday until you get there and we pull names. If you have to pull my name, we go straight off the truck.
I'm cool with that. I don't care, but Rico on the phone, they make the final decisions on that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I mean, you know, that's why I really didn't want to do too much talking to you, Richard,
yeah,
right, because you don't make no decisions.
Shit, you addressing me. I ain't asked you no questions. You addressing me. You keep saying stuff to me. I ain't asked you shit.
I mean, Richard, but I can't talk to a motorcycle.
Then,
I can't talk to Katrina.
Then,
I don't.
Hey, Rico on here. Ask Rico.
That's why Rico on the phone.
Okay, well, I didn't know Rico was on the phone.
Rico right here.
I was talking
yeah.
to 205 when y'all was on the phone. I didn't know y'all all was on the phone.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
you know,
well,
okay.
Look, Rico on the phone, too.
Okay, well, I mean, Rico, are you cool with that? If I pull y'all name out the hat, can we go straight off the truck?
I actually want to do two races with you, to be honest. I want that lock-in race that you said, to be honest
that
with you.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to run my bike that many times. So if you don't want to do the four horseman race, then, you know, you can
we
do whatever.
Do
it's going to be
a problem. But we're not asking you to run it that many.
I tell you what. Okay, let's put it like this. Okay, you guaranteed another race just say both of us get put out the four horseman race. Okay, there's money on the bridge. Okay, you guaranteed another race if me and you get put out that race. If neither one of us make it to the final round, I will race you for that another $2,500 after that race.
And your hair?
And my hair? Come on, bro. Come on, man. We ain't talking about that. I'm talking for real, man. I'm talking for real.
You say you're going to keep your hair and you're going to put another $500
yeah.
up, right, right or wrong?
Look. We're going to talk.
Did you not say that?
Yeah, but
did
that
you not
was
say
definitely. Yeah, but
okay.
this tonight.
That's
this tonight.
That's supposed to be locked in, right?
Come on, man. If that's the case, I'm not racing a four horseman. I just race y'all and be done with it.
I put it in a four horseman.
Yeah, I feel like my chance of putting up 25 to win 10, I like them chances better. So it's whatever you want to do, bro. I'm not backing out for nothing. If you want to race me, if you want to keep this race, you know, if you want to lock this race in for real, let's just go ahead and do it and forget the four horsemen. I won't even try to run that race. Don't try to prove that to me, because once I beat you, I'm not running no four horsemen or nothing. I'm going to take your money and lead the track. So don't try to
let me
try to front.
Let me say this as a spectator. I don't have a dog in this fight in the four horsemen, but just from a spectator standpoint, them people want to see that four horsemen go down. Now, that's just from somebody who don't have not left bike who gonna be in the four horsemen. Them people want
to
see that battle.
They want to see it go down, but there's some people bike. They make their own decision on their own.
That's their decision. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want nobody to think that Custom Cuts don't want this to go down. I would rather do that four horseman race. It don't matter to me. It don't matter. But I just want to let whatever his name is, the Katrina Bike Camp, know that my heart don't pump no Kool-Aid because y'all don't got anything. Y'all ain't made no noise.
Let me ask y'all this. Since Rich won't go off the trailer and you won't go off the trailer, can y'all not that be y'all shakedown past Friday night? Y'all going straight off the trailer Friday night, and then y'all still pick from
what
the
I, what I was saying about. Let me clarify what I was saying about off the trailer. What I was saying about off the trailer was if, as far as the four horsemen thing, as far as all this confusion about if somebody break and this, that, and the third, because everybody going to go out there and try to make a shakedown until they find that magic number, that they best number. Nobody's going to take into account, okay, this is what I'm going to race today. This race pack is going to allow this. Everybody's going to try to run that magical number, and they're going to break shit trying to do it. So
everybody going to break. I don't run my races like that.
Listen, I don't run them like that neither. I'm not going to single out nobody. I'm just talking in general. But what I'm saying is this. I feel like for the four horsemen thing, to eliminate that whole put up 500 if you break, you get it back thing, blah, blah, shit, on Saturday, which the day the event is, on Saturday, if you at that race Saturday morning with anticipation of the racing, then we start to lose all names out of the hat, you know what I'm saying? If you test Friday and your shit breaks, then you just don't enter on Saturday. Simple. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what you talking
okay.
about? It. So you saying Shakedown Friday and Saturday everybody runs straight off the trailer?
Yeah, Saturday, which is the day of the event. If you there and you talking about getting the four horsemen, ain't no. I'm gonna put up this 500. And see how my bike runs. Because somebody, you might come over and say, "Oh man, that shit broke," and it really is broke. You just ain't running that number like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think BML needs to come on down.
It didn't even take all night.
Well, I mean, you know, y'all can laugh and joke all you want to, but Richard, I tell you what, man, I'm talking to you right now, Richard. If the race started at 2 o'clock and they had like they ain't made their mind up, let's just go ahead and do our race at 25.
Hey, Richard.
What?
You know,
I ain't gonna wait around big for nobody.
Is Sandy gonna be there?
Yeah, I try not to leave home without her.
Okay. Try not to.
You remember we talked about that last long conversation we had about a month or so ago?
About BMF with you on it?
Yeah. No details, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
I believe so, yeah, if it's what I just said, but yeah.
Yeah. That's it. You still interested?
Yeah.
Me too, buddy. Yeah. All right, that's good.
Yeah, definitely. But
I'm ready.
But custom cut.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I truly feel. Custom cut. Them boys, 205 Mike and Tackle Box and them. Man, they not bullshitting. They serious too. They want race too. I don't feel like nobody had no problems on Saturday. It don't gotta wait till 2 o'clock. I feel like them guys is just as serious about getting down as we are or whatever. So I'm pretty sure we've been done the full horse thing before 2 o'clock or started it.
Okay, well, that means I have my money in my pocket before 5, so, I mean, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because you ain't guaranteed nothing, I ain't guaranteed nothing, and neither one of them guarantee nothing.
Well, for the fans, for anybody that drops out of your four horsemen, BMF will be there to take up the plate. So, just letting y'all know.
Y'all got that fight to go past over
the BMF willing to run straight off the trailer, too?
Probably.
Yeah, right. See, there we go. Never mind. BMF said the house, so y'all don't know what y'all gonna do.
But listen. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly.
No. I wasn't gonna say nothing about that. I was gonna say I'm taking for Seed now. Seed ain't on the phone, but I'm somebody's phone loud. I'm thinking for Seed. He is going to be like, if there's more people in Dano's thing and it's the same entry, he's going to try to get in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Now, I don't know. He may just do the four horsemen deal too, but it's going to be kind of weird having two total different whatchamacallers, but I don't really understand it, but.
All you got to do is ride the bike.
What? All I got to do is ride the bike, huh? Thanks to my instructing teammates. I appreciate the instruction.
Hey, sir. Hey, you know, I'm glad you noticed that we're teammates, buddy.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Yeah,
when I hold up that money, I'm gonna reach back and I'm gonna hold your hand up too. But the only thing about it, I'm gonna have green in mine. You gonna have a balled up fist.
I hear you, dog.
Damn,
yeah.
Man. Still
that
crap.
I hear you.
Hey, I mean, I can't. If Dale Earnhardt Jr. don't hold up Jimmy Johnson's hand, dude.
Man, custom cuss, man. Man, I look at it like this, and I ain't mad at you. I know you enjoy it. And you have fun on this part of the racing. But man, you know how easy it is to say the shit you're saying. All you gotta do is fix your lips to say it. But man,
you know what?
You actually gotta go. When you actually hold on. When you actually gotta go out there and kick all our asses, cause that shit a lot harder than that shit you talking right now.
Okay,
it's,
but
it's a lot harder.
Rich,
but you know what? All jokes aside, I already done kicked two of y'all. The only one that I ain't kicked is you.
But how is what you did to them last year gonna help you on June 1st?
You know, you're not the Wizard of Oz. You can't predict the future. I can't either. All I'm saying is what I think I'm gonna do. That's all I can go off of, my friend. And you know, and well, you know what? Another thing, before you try to battle a teammate, email me your opinion.
The same thing that you think you're gonna do. Every other person that entered that motherfucker think they're gonna do the same thing. Somebody gonna be wrong though.
Teammate, we're
gonna have the thing is, Rich, man, CC just got down. He just like speaking out. You see what I'm saying?
He like you, that's what
I know.
He just like you, Killzone.
Oh, shit, I'm speak out, goddamn. You already know I am. Jeez,
I don't be mad at him for speaking out. I think it's, I mean, shoot. You know, we all do these things differently. But
ain't nobody sponsored
up. Ooh, it's funny to me.
Ain't nobody sponsored up, so I don't have to hold my tongue because I pay the cost to be the boss. You may have to hold your tongue because you ride somebody else's stuff. I'm the owner and operator of my stuff. I don't have to do that.
It sounds like I'm holding my tongue? It sounds like I'm holding my tongue?
No, I'm just saying.
If he said he wanted to get in your ass,
I was going to say, I mean, I don't know when you became a specialist on what I do in our crew, but I ain't holding my tongue.
You know,
some people just different.
Your voice can only go so far because you can't say I'm gonna get Katrina and come down there and race you tomorrow because you don't own Katrina. I own my bike. I own Caesar.
If you wanna race Katrina tomorrow, listen, the man with Katrina's on the phone. Now I'm speaking. If you wanna race Katrina tomorrow, I can get Katrina to come down there tomorrow and race you.
Well, I mean, what do I ask? Now let me see. Friday night in Caesar, can you get Katrina down there, and can we lock in something for you to get him down there, since you want to be big man?
If you lock in money Friday night at Caesar, we could be racing Katrina. But you're going to lock in more than that quarter that you're talking about.
I mean, how much
Friday.
How much do I have to lock in, sir? How much I have to lock in? Well, you know what? It's supposed to rain this weekend, so, you know, scratch that. It's supposed to rain this weekend.
Guys, hold that thought 1 second, man. We got one last minute caller here. We're gonna take before the night, so we're gonna open up the line here. 1870, your line is open.
Oh yeah, this is Mr. Jackson. You can talk about this or what happened last year. But usually when a man gets knocked out, he remember who knocked him out the last. So that was probably going.
I couldn't hear him. What was the first part of the sentence? Can you repeat it?
These boys already done took a loss from custom cut. So it's just like in a real fight game. If they done been knocked out one time, they got that feel being knocked out a second time.
Or they might feel like they ain't got nothing to lose.
Y'all don't know goddamn what people thinking, man. They can be thinking any goddamn thing. Right. Yeah, I don't see that. Yeah, but ain't nobody scared of Richard. You know, he may ride this, he may ride that, but being scared results in no race. I don't want you to be scared. I want you to feel just how you feel. So everybody know the last race I raced on my bike, I won. The last race you raced on Katrina, you lost.
No, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
I only lost on Katrina one time since I started racing.
Who did you
lose
to?
Did you
lose to Jackalbox?
Then we come
back
and beat him a couple weeks later. But that wasn't the last time I ran it. We come back and beat him a couple weeks later.
Okay, well, you know, the last time I remember Jackalbox beat you, and you let an amateur.
I think I would remember a little bit better than you, though.
Wait, you probably do, Richie. You probably do.
What does last year got to do with this year?
Right. That's where I'm missing the boat at. That's where I'm totally off the ship at. I'm missing it.
Richie, hey, don't get mad at me, Richie.
Oh, no, I ain't mad at you, big dog.
Oh, no, I
ain't mad at you, man. We throwing shots back, that's all.
Yeah, but you know, I'm gonna make you real mad when you have to zip me up in my final round against whoever, and while you watching us on the sideline.
If you beat me, it won't be my first time getting my ass whooped. Won't be my last.
It'll be your first time watching Custom Cuts win 10 racks. Yeah. So
man,
I
hear
it.
Hey, Rich, go get that money. What's up?
Hey, Rich, who you talking about? Goddamn, been that little $300 on the side.
Catfish.
Oh, that's one of your partners.
Yeah.
It must be.
He be with our crew. He be with us.
All right.
Yeah, he'll take that. But I mean, I'll vouch for him. You know what I'm saying? If you you just need somebody, you know.
Nah, as long as you vouch for him, that's good.
I don't think
he'll steal $300 from
him. Nah, he ain't that type of party.
I hope y'all got the break still.
Yeah. You hope we got what?
The break space on Katrina, because they were seizing up in the hub. You know.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, that's what I was told. I mean, he said it was almost on fire on the other end. We all know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You talking about when you couldn't go down the track today?
Well, look, guys, that's tonight. So we done ran out of time, and so we gonna shut down tonight. But we will make this a continuation next week, next Wednesday. Again, I want to give a shout out there for my boy Paul. I want to wish him a speedy recovery. And for most of you all that know him, tell you that you call and check on him. Think he's in good health. Just wanted to, Paul, if you're listening, man, you get well, dude. And with that being said, we don't shut down, and we're being back here next Wednesday. So I want to wish each and every one of you all a good night, and we're ready to listen back again next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.